Mayday! And it isn't just a call for help. It is the international observation, in fact, of the worker and his rights in a world that is not always arranged that way. Mayday is being celebrated in a lot of different places. Huge rally in Havana. Major operational changes in Chavez regime down in Venezuela, where today is the day that Chavez officially takes control of, and not only control of, but ownership of, the oil reserves of the nation of Venezuela, which were previously in the hands of various, usually American, oil companies. He's also nationalizing the phone company and the power companies, both of which were foreign investment owned before. Chavez moving toward nationalization on the holiday of the workers, calling for a new deal. He's also just paid off Venezuela's national debt and is dropping out of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, where he is now going to work with Bolivia and some others on setting up a thing called the Bank of the South, which will be its own national lender for developing countries in the South American continent. That being the cosmic side of all of the world's interests, the politics of today will be a large ceremonial signing and sending of that supplemental appropriations bill for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, sending it over to the White House with a ceremony by the Congress, who are standing up and saying, "Mr. President, sign this bill, change the course of this war, or we will continue to fight on this front forever." It's interesting, too, because now comes a number of different people who are saying, yes, man, if we cannot override this veto on a vote next to the first part of next week, then we'll try it the week after that and the week after that. Every Tuesday at noon, we will have a veto override, and if it isn't overridden, the American public may eventually get the message that it's the president's veto that's hanging up the bill. The Supreme Court yesterday ruled against the Bush administration and the big utility companies. The question was whether or not the utilities can modernize their plants without adding the environmentally required scrubbers and things to the system to eliminate the various outputs of old power plants. The Supreme Court has ruled that if they upgrade their plants, they do have to put on the environmental factors necessary. And that's going to cost the utility companies a pretty fair piece of change, but it ought to improve things, particularly downwind in the eastern states, where sulfur dioxide has been a major problem. The report is that Abu al-Masiri, the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq, has been killed in an action in north of Baghdad. What's most intriguing about this, if it is confirmed to be al-Masiri, is that it was done by local Sunni insurgent militias, who are apparently being either bribed or convinced by the Americans that having an Egyptian in charge of a great deal of the war over there against the Americans is not really in the interests of the local Iraqis. And they've been courting the local chieftains and things out in Al-Anbar and to the north. Apparently that has paid off, a fight between the local militias and an al-Qaeda unit, and the word is that al-Masiri is gone. Tony Blair is picking today to announce his retirement date. It'll be sometime later this spring. Tony Blair served 10 years. Only one other prime minister in the last 100 years has done that. And he will be announcing his departure over the issue of Iraq. That's what brought down the Labor Party, brought down Blair, and may bring down the Labor Party next time we do it. And speaking of Brits, the British scientists claim that they have figured out what's going on with marijuana. What it does, they say, is it turns off the brain function which suppresses natural paranoia, meaning that if you get high, you lose your fear, I guess, of what's coming down the pike. which may be why it is that the drug is outlawed around the world. God knows what would happen if the American or other people quit fearing it. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Tuesday. Stay tuned.